table from stuff that he heard on cable. Pearson's in his navel, born to set of halos, was born on a set of staples. Scorned to set him straight, but he never responded. Kept a thug in the spirit, was thinking of ways to keep his fucking mother embarrassed. Her love wouldn't perish, but he ain't been hugged since the carriage. Dad didn't like him, in the end he fucked up their marriage. Plus his dad was a deadbeat, not that he didn't buy shit. Everything that Abel did, niggas said he didn't like it. Abel hit the pipe quick, started sniffing that white shit. Started taking a knife to his wrist with a white set. When he did, he got charred, never had to go far. And his brother went and took another pass at the bar and enrolled in an art school, cause it wasn't hard to. But Abel wouldn't grow up, he didn't have the heart to. Months went past, Christmas break, his brother comes home for a visit. Gifts and weight, sits his case, hoping he was gonna be alone. Open the doors, anybody home? Upstairs, not caring about anybody's stone. Had a pretty good high and it was blown. And even though he tried, he couldn't keep it intact. To this day, nobody really knows the reason he cracked. But he was seething and snapped. Walked out in his drawers standing, looking at his brother who was there unpacking. His brother was laughing at Abe's taste and fashion. Raised his hand and then he said, Abe didn't even respond, he just looked at him. In fact, he wasn't even looking at but passed him. He walked right over, just slapped and grabbed him. The big surprise when Abe just stabbed him. The blade twisted once when it was heaved in his waist. Though he tried, he really couldn't, cause his breathing was late. Fell to the ground, screaming and just bleeding his case. But Abel was stabbing everything, even his face. Stabbed him in the mouth, spray of blood, vomit and teeth. Stabbed him cause his bro was everything he wanted to be. He had dreamed this for many days. He screamed in a frenzied rage. His skin was still bleeding, he started eating in many days. Crap was a bore, now his back was all sore. Suddenly, Abel heard another crack at the door. Moms walked in, saw the room splattered in gore. Abel took it as a message, someone's asking for more.